Yes, we're way over time now. Review of P&L, 20 minutes, and then we have 55 minutes for the next item is preliminary budget priorities. Then confirm next meeting and then adjourn. So we better hurry up.
Okay, I have the question for the whole committee. Does anybody have anything to say about the P&L that everybody read? Everybody, did anybody read it? No? We don't have any questions?
I did.
Okay, do we have any questions?
Bill for the stack. Sorry, I had to unmute.
Okay. Bill, who else? Nobody else?
Alan for the stack. Alan after Linda.
Okay. Linda Foley. Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you. I mean, it looks like our listener support is way down, and so the budget is going to be is really not realistic, and it's likely to get worse. Robin advised us last week that we'd be lucky if we got half the usual amount in this May fund drive, and probably less than that. And so, I guess the question is, can the actuals be reflected in the budget? So that we can come up with better cash flow estimates and income estimates for the rest of this fiscal year.
Okay.
Martina,
next,
I mean, I don't understand. What
so,
the question
I'm sorry.
Is. Because you're looking at the numbers you're looking at are all actual numbers.
What I'm asking is, sorry, Martina, what I...
clarify?
Bill, please do not make a speech. We are talking about our
just
real...
Just trying to clarify for Markeisha.
Yes, of the statement of activities, because we have the budget after this, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Alan for the stack after Lyndon.
I have you,
yeah,
Teresa.
Pass.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Mary Ann for the stack after Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa. I pass.
I would like to suggest. I see that our car donations have gone down. Looks like we've only made 12,000 so far in car donations. I suggest that we do a special promo that deals with the fact that, you know, people are cleaning house and they might have an unwanted vehicle, and that we ought to encourage people to donate vehicles at this time, since they're cleaning house because of the COVID. I know of a station that made $125,000 one year in car donations, and we're on a path to only make about $20,000. So I want us to do something about that.
Thank you, Teresa. Susie Moreno.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not on the stack, but
okay.
Well, I would just like to say that
Mary Ann for the stack.
With Teresa, I agree. That's a really good way to get people to donate. We could do
Mary
like
Ann for
a,
okay.
PSA, a big PSA you're at about it.
A promo.
Yeah.
I don't know who's doing promos right now, but somebody needs to do one.
So you're saying we need to make new promos other than the ones that are already running. That's what you're saying?
I don't know how often those car donation promos are being played at this time, but I think we need to do one that is relevant to the time that we're in. A lot of people are cleaning house. They have items that could donate as silent auction items for our 50th anniversary gala coming up, and they might have an old motorcycle or jet skis or an old, you know, boat with a trailer in their garage, and since they're cleaning out, they might want to donate it. So I think we need to do a new promo that's relevant to these times and make sure they
okay.
get played.
Marianne?
All right.
Thank you. I came to the meeting, and unfortunately, I didn't look over
the reports that I received, although I did look them over, but it was like about when I first received it, maybe a week ago. So unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me right now, but I do remember noticing one thing about the reports, and that's the fact that I really would like to see a little bit more detail, and I would like to request that to talk about this at the next meeting, to read and look over the reports item by item, and then possibly maybe having another meeting before next month. That's it.
Anybody else to ask question about the P&L, please, the activity?
Ted, for the chat.
What was the question?
I didn't understand what she was, what report she was talking about that she looked over, that she wants more detail.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the
financial reports.
The financial
reports that we got in the mail, in the email.
Marianne, if I can answer
you.
Marianne.
Yes, ma'am.
What I answer to you is that you need to read the report because they are the actual. The P&L give you the actual, what we already happened, and we can talk all that you want, and we can talk about correction when we talk about the budget, but the actual is something that we need to read, then we know what's going on, okay? These are the standard reports that we need to have, and we cannot generate new reports, okay? Thank you. Who else?
Sure.
Who else in the back? Ted, go ahead.
I am looking at the P&L report for the seven months ending April the 30th, and in the bottom right-hand column, it says year-to-date, in red, $21,079. Is that where we are at right now? Can that be explained to me, and how we are maintaining the payment of our employees and the paying of our bills? That's what I would like to ask either Judon or Markeisha.
So the purpose of a P&L is to show how much revenue and how much expenses. So year to date, we have overspent in the amount of money that we have brought in for the year 2020, or fiscal year 2020. Yes, we are still able to pay people because we were not in the negative at the end of fiscal year 19. So that's why we are still able to maintain. But for the actual year of fiscal year 2020, we have spent more than we've actually made.
Thank you. Anybody else for the stack?
May I ask a follow-up question?
Well, let's see if anybody else have any other questions. Anybody else wants to stack? No?
Bill.
Okay, go ahead, Ted. Okay, Bill? Go ahead. Well, let Bill is your second time, right? Let Ted do the follow-up, and then you can go after that. Okay, Ted, go ahead.
So I would like to know what the actual amount of money in the bank is, if that's the appropriate question, or our net income factoring in previous years and where we stand right now. And what if we go below zero?
Wait, Ted. One question at a time, please. Okay. Now, I started when I first got on the call, I told you how much money there was in the bank. There's $43,000 and change in the bank. What's the next question?
If we go below zero, what is the contingency for staying on the air?
That would be a question for the, I guess, Lydia, because I don't see that we would be able to operate going below zero. That's why I made the statement that our bills average $68,000 to $70,000 a month, and we don't have enough. So there needs to be a conversation had right now. And I know people will say, well, we need to cut this, we need to cut that. The next thing to cut is the light bill and the water. There's nothing else to cut.
except telephone.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please, I will ask the members of the committee to understand what they have in front and not make an exercise trying to make the employees, the business manager, and the general manager to make you understand what is there. If you don't understand, we can ask those questions before, but please ask the question totally related to the P&L. Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I realize this isn't a cash flow report, but from what I've heard, we also haven't been paying central services for the last few months or the amounts that we owe on the transmitter loan. Is that correct? And I'm worried that we're going to be impacted even more by early next year because of this loan becoming due. And so I want to know if we're actually making central service payments or if there's a chance of doing that.
We've made partial central service payments, but I can't pay with money that we don't have. So if I start paying central services and paying loan payments, then I'll have to neglect the tower or I'll have to neglect paying people. So I guess you should prioritize which one you would like for me not to pay.
How about telephones?
Sorry, I'm sorry, but it's not for the business manager to answer.
Markeisha just asked, what would you suggest that we cut? And that's what I suggested.
In April, we spent $2,000 on phones. So what do you think that $2,000 will cover?
Well, nobody's using them right now, correct? But you remember, it's the office lines and also the listener call-in lines.
Yes.
So it's both.
So if we give those lines up, then what do we do when we open back up?
Right.
We only asked Judon, but he indicated last week that might not be for the year.
Like everybody else, Bill, ask for the staff to ask your question, and you cannot have this back and forth. Please.
Okay, bill for the stack again to follow up and to answer Markeisha's questions.
Anybody else want to ask?
Alan for the stack.
Alan? Yes. Anybody else didn't talk before?
Dwayne for the stack. I think I asked before Alan.
Dwayne Lark and then Teresa Allen.
And Nancy on the stack, please.
Okay. Nancy will be before Teresa. Dwayne, go ahead.
Okay. I got 30 seconds. This is going to be a three-part question. I think it could be yes and maybe a few lines. Is it true that the PNB last year passed a motion instructing KPFT to direct the repayment of the loan for the transmitter to the national office? Is it not true that the goals that were set for the last four or five goes all the way back to 2017, that the fundraisers have been 150,000 short long before this current manager was in place? And I won't worry about the third one, just those two.
Well, I can answer. I'm sorry, but I can answer that question for you, Dwayne. I have the numbers. It's absolutely true that something happened, and I think that the national office is paying attention to that because our KPFT were ordered to change what the PNB decide, and the PNB have a motion in 2015. Teresa Allen, like myself, we vote for that motion. She was in the PNB then. We know that the money that was loaned to KPFT for the transmitter, the $100,000, was sent by KPFA, but with a bequest that belonged to the national office, to the Pacifica Foundation, not to them. That's why it was decided that the money will be repaid to the national office, because they took that $100,000 like a disbursement of that extra money that they cashed inappropriately. That was paid without any problem till October of 2018, where KPFC was ordered in the meantime that we were with new general manager, new ED, they asked KPFC to send money directly to. I'm sorry, can you, all of you mute? I can see, Thank you. That money was sent to, we have $24,000 that belongs, KPFT pay to the Pacifica National Office, should pay, but was diverted to KPFA. Okay? That is absolutely true, and I want to ask Marquisha if he can confirm what I'm saying. Thank you.
No.
Yes or no?
Yes, I'm confirming that Netta is the one who's directed us to send the money directly to KPFA, to clarify.
Okay. Against the PMB decision in 2015, right? Yes.
Correct.
The motion I can send to all the committee members, the motion that Teresa and myself voted for in 2015.
Madam Chair, thank you. I do want my second question answered, but request for information relative to her response, because may I ask the question to her? We need the proof of who instructed her to do that so that we can take it to the Finance Committee and to the PNB, because we're trying to research that. We need to know who,
point
who
of orders,
instructed
Bill.
Her to do that.
Bill, what is
this
your
has nothing
support?
To do with the KPFT finances. It's money out of KPFT no matter what, and where it goes to.
Order, and you need to let me to tell me your what rule was broken, and in that case, I will let you go. I will tell you yes or no. It's not up to you to jump with a point of order, start speaking. You are asking me a question. Tell me which rule was broken. Mr. Bill Closure.
This does not have anything to do with KPFT finances, and that's what we're supposed to be talking about in this meeting.
Yeah, I agree with you, but it's one of the things that you were talking before, right? Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Can we
that's
ask
a different point than what I mentioned, but okay.
Madam Chair, the second part of the question was, haven't our fundraising, starting with the person who replaced our manager in 2015, have been short $100,000 or more. That's why we in this situation. Every fund drive. Is that correct, Marquisha?
Yes, that's correct. And it actually goes back further than that we've been short.
But folks want to point out that this all of a sudden has happened when it's been a declination for every IGM that's been in place, including the one that was in place for 14 or 15 months.
Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne. Nancy, do you have a question?
Yeah, but I withdraw my question. I was going to ask if we're going to have live remote pitching, but it's not P&Ls. I'm sorry. Withdraw it.
We are at our time for this issue. If Teresa, you want to ask the last question, we will allow you to ask the last question, but please, be sure that have to do with the P and L. Thank you.
Okay. Is this for me?
Can you hear me?
Who is for me? I'm talking about Teresa. Yes. I gave the floor to Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Teresa,
I am looking at the P&L, and I see that we only made $10,000 in grants, and that was in March. And I'm wondering if we have any grants that are pending. I will note that Andrea Katz at WBAI applies for lots and lots of grants, and I think that Judon said that he was going to apply for some, so I'd like to know what the status is of those grants. And I guess, do we have any with United? Do we have any applications in for money through United Way, for example? Also, I would like to know who wrote the budget.
Okay, one question at a time. Again. So, what's the first question?
The first question is, what's the status of whatever grants we have pending? How many grants do we have pending, and what's the status?
We do not have any grants pending. And you refer to WBAI, they have a full-time development director. We do not have a development director. So Judon is saying that he was going to write them as one of the many things he's taking on along with the other things he has to do. Okay, so we don't have any. And the grant that we received in March was not a grant that we applied for. It's a grant that we get every year from a gentleman that grants us that money for the prison show. So that's not something we have to ask for. He gives it on his own.
Request for information.
Thank you. We are ready. I will open the floor. I will ask. I will give you the floor for that. But first of all, I want to tell everybody that we are already 2 minutes over our time for this issue. What is your point of information, Ted?
It says on the agenda that we're spending 55 minutes on preliminary budget priorities. Confirm the next meeting 5 minutes and adjourn at 6 p.m. It's only 5:30. Why are we out of time for this item of preliminary budget priorities?
Okay, Ted, that is a question. Okay, we have to start. If we keep asking and everybody keep adding questions and keep talking about issues, that's why we don't comply with the agenda. We are already over time. We need to start with this next issue, that is the priority, the 2020, the preliminary budget, and we have 55 minutes, and obviously we cannot do it in this time. We need to think and put in another meeting later on for this. But the first thing I want to remind everybody, please go straight to what we are talking about, because if not, you cannot complain later on that we don't comply with the timing. Is anybody that have anybody read the preliminary budget that was sent? All of you?
Yes.
That's not for the budget from last year. That's not a preliminary budget for 21.
Okay, perfect. Okay, it means that is the one that we are doing now, right? Okay, perfect. Okay, when that budget was approved?
I don't think it was ever approved, but they haven't been approved in the last 2 or 3 years, I don't think. Yeah.
Perfect.
But that doesn't mean we can't operate. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know.
It wasn't a okay.
Question. Anybody have question about this budget that obviously...
Lyndon for the stack.
Okay. Lyndon, who else? Okay. Lyndon, go ahead.
Ted for the stack.
Thank you.
And Bill for the stack.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Lyndon.
Thank you. Markeisha, these are a question I'm going to ask you, is if you can do something for us. In the, I have, you know, the budget, the 2020 budget, and then, I filled in like the 7 months of actuals so we could, I could get a better look at where we are. And I was wondering if you could go into the, knowing what we know from the 7 months of actuals, if you could adjust the remaining 5 months of budget estimates. For example, the telephones, they're coming in at like 1957 in April, but May, June, July, they're all 3,000. So those can be lowered, I think. You can confidently do that. Same with like the consultants, temp contract. You have, there's, 6,000 a month going on out estimated. And office expense, there's only four or five that are pretty big, or not even real all that big, but they could be looked at, I think. And I think you could do it, without too much. You probably
do
it.
I can do that
off the top of your head. And then,
I'll do that.
Okay, thank you. And then we probably would have to adjust you know, I don't know who would want to do that, like the corporate match and the major donor on the revenue side. You know, somebody will have to do that on the revenue side, like the card donations are $2,900 a month, you know. So, and that way we could all get a good look at just how bad a shape we're in. Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Marquisha, do you want to answer some of that?
No, I'll do that. I can add the actuals to the so that you can compare. I can do that. And the actual and the forecast for the rest of the year, yes, make the adjustment.
Well, and what I wanted to do is to adjust the forecast.
Yes, that's why I say and adjust the forecast, yes,
okay.
For the
okay.
The next
okay.
The last
thank
5
you.
Months or last 4 months, yes.
Right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ted,
oh,
go ahead.
Oh, and when could we get that?
I'm sorry, Lyndon. Ask for the floor. Thank you.
May I have the floor?
Obviously, Marquisha will answer that because she hear your question already. We don't
thank
need
you.
To repeat.
Thank you.
And after, you're welcome. After her answer, please, Deb, go ahead with your question.
I'm going to ask for a week, but I probably don't need that long, but I don't want to put myself under the gun. So you'll have it. No later than next week, next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dad, go ahead.
Okay, this is for Judon, and it relates to the statement he has made that programming is not our major problem. For the 7 months this year, we've brought in, this fiscal year, about $383,000. I'm having difficulty seeing the spreadsheet on my computer. I would like to know how much in terms of donations, fund drive type donations are in the budget for next year and how that compares with any previous years, perhaps in the last 10, the most we have brought in terms of listener contributions. Have we dropped significantly, and are we heading to no listenership is what I'm asking in terms of a source of revenue.
Thank you, Ted. I will let Marquisha to answer those questions, but what I want all of you to understand that you need to learn how to read what you have in front of you. Then you will have the answers. You cannot ask people to go there and review what they already work on and they sent to us already. Okay? We are talking about budget issues, priorities. We need to know where we stand. I think that Lito made a really good point. A really good point. We need to have really actual there, but we need to talk about what are our priorities for this. And I want to interject, I know, I think that I sent my email to all of you, and I believe that it's very important because we need to add that to our actual the disbursement that we will have. We have information from NETA saying that KPFT is the only, and listen to that, only station in the network that pay for the previous election. And number two, the cost of the bylaw amendment election was $102,813.75, and KPFT, the share that KPFT need to pay on that is $12,851.72. For you to understand, for everybody to understand the cost and understand that KPFT is the only station that pays for the selection. Okay? Go ahead. I think that we have Bill Crozier after.
Alan for the stack, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that my turn?
bill, yes.
Okay, I guess I'm asking, can we get a cash flow, month-by-month cash flow report also? Normally the budget has another tab, another worksheet that has that. And especially, you know, if we only have $43,000 in the bank right now, we know this next fund drive is going to be very challenging and probably for the rest of the year. And, well, I'm afraid if the listener support doesn't come in what's in the budget, and I don't think it will, then we need to know when we're going negative in our bank balances, because I'm afraid that's happening real soon. And I think we need to make corrective actions really soon if we're going to be able to pay the bills.
Can I speak to that? Yes, we're going to be in the negative within the next 30 days. I don't even have to put that on paper. So
that's very true.
We don't have to keep that down. We don't have to keep beating that dead horse. So I don't have to put that in paper. I told you that's what's going to happen.
I guess I'm asking, though, what's the plan then? If we agree that we're going to run out of cash next month, what's the plan?
And the first thing should be that we shouldn't spend money that we don't have or put the foundation in that situation. Okay. I think that Marquise answered your question, Bill. Teresa Allen, you want to be on the stack? Go ahead.
Hello, Teresa. Mike's aboard.
I'm sorry?
Mike Lewis just joined the meeting. I just finished a radio show.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Okay. This is Teresa. My question revolves around the fact that last November, I think that we spent money on a furnace, and we asked in the spring to see those totals of what we spent on electric, because there were some electric problems. Problem with the furnace and the plumbing problem. So I'm just wondering what we spent on those. And I do think that we could, somebody, maybe get on the phone with Bill and get on the phone with AT&T because he knows what we need to conduct our business on air. I think we could cut $1,000 a month off of our phone bill because we're paying between $3,300 and $1,900 a month on our phone.
You know, Therese, I think you mean well, but I need you to understand what is $1,000 a month going to do for KPFT in the big picture?
$1,000 a month is $12,000 a year.
Okay, and what will that do for KPFT
Well, I know that WBAI has one phone, and any other way that you want to reach WBAI, you call somebody's cell phone, and I think that we might need to look at this expense. I mean, we've been asking about this for a year, and I just don't think anybody's doing about it. You just keep dissing me when I ask about it.
Madam Chair, okay. Dwayne Lark to the staff.
Point of information.
Okay, first, I know, point of information first for Bob Gardner. What is your point of information?
We have been, I'd like to know why the telephone issue keeps coming up, because we've been discussing it since before I got kicked out of the station, and Bobby Modad had done all kinds of research and changed providers and streamlined things, and I just wonder if there's any more to be cut.
Okay. I understand your question. I'm getting a little fed up with that too, but, you know, some people think that and I understand that they worry about that. We have in previous meeting the general manager telling us that she is trying to solve that issue, and I think that we need to understand that we are in a COVID-19 situation and everything is getting slower than normally, and we need to have a little bit more of patience. And please, Dwayne Lark, go ahead, ask your question. You ask for the floor.
Ted for the staff.
Thank you.
This is Ted. Okay, please put me on the stack.
Who? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Please, Judon, onto the stack. Please put me on the stack.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey.
I can go now.
Going live. Go ahead.
Okay, Madam Chair. This obviously is a red herring, and it's probably true. It's been a red herring for years. Just keeps coming up. I pointed out to the members, Ms. Allen, at the Finance Committee, National Finance Committee meeting, and everybody across the nation could hear.
Yeah.
That KPFT has the lowest by 50% or more cost for telephone cost. So this is a red herring. And for me to always be accused of disparaging because I ask a question or I challenge something that is just continually brought up, several folk have had an opportunity to address this. A previous IGM wasn't pressed about it, who had 14 months of service. Another previous IGM had 9 months or more of service, and this one has 3 to 4 months of service and keep on getting pressed about the least item on the finance report, which is telephone. So if you don't see it's a red herring, then you really probably understand that it has nothing to do with cutting telephones. If you're talking about cutting telephones, turn them off. That's the next option you have. But this should not be brought up again, wasting our time with the manager having to research something that's already been researched and re-researched. The point of order is you are out of order for bringing this up every time we have a meeting.
Okay. I'm sorry. Teresa, you asked for a point of order? Teresa? No?
I do not appreciate the lecture.
I said
I am sure if I have a question, I'm going to ask the question until I get what I hear is a reasonable answer to my question.
I'm sorry, I cannot understand who's talking.
Teresa, you're muffled.
I
know, I can't hear Teresa.
Okay, Teresa. Teresa.
Yes.
Teresa, did you ask for a point of order?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
No, you sound yes. Like you're in a tunnel.
Okay, well, I don't know why I sound like I'm in a tunnel. My point of order is I do not appreciate a lecture. I am the treasurer.
Sorry, Teresa.
Let me finish my thought. If I ask a question and I don't hear the answer, I will continue to ask the question.
What is the point of order?
Teresa, can you understand me? You refer the point of order to the chair, and the chair is the one that decides if it has merit or not.
Madam Chair, my point of order is that Mr. Lark had no right to interrupt me and disparage my question and tell me that I can't ask questions.
Okay. Teresa, what I tell you, that first of all is not a point of order. If you want, it's part of my view to control members that talk over everybody. And I'm not talking only about Dwayne Lark, obviously. I'm talking about a lot of you that do exactly the same, you know, and it's a failure on my part. I will ask you, but that is not a point of order. It's not breaking in any rules. You can ask for a point of privilege if you want, but that's okay. I hope that everybody please refrain to this fighting with each other about what we talk about, and we keep going ahead. We have Mr. Judah Mooney that asked for the floor.
Ted.
And Bill for the start again.
Ted, okay. And I think Susie, I think I heard her voice, too, before Bill.
You are for the floor.
I didn't. I don't know where I'm coming up, but I am looking at the budget, and I'm wondering why on the accounts for revenue, mail, fund drive, there's nothing but zeros.
Keisha?
On the budget, the P&L, or what? And I'm confused.
The
we're talking about the P&L, I thought. But,
okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just looking at the. Yeah, I'm just. I was
but
just get into the budget, and I'm looking. Okay, I'm asking the question.
Listener support is listener support. Those lines are zero because it's not differentiated by whether it comes in the mail or any. It's all listener support.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you. Judah Coney.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? Are you muted?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know how to make this plain. And I'm really talking to all of us. I'm not singling out anybody. We've been on this phone almost 2 hours. And the bottom line is that KPFT does not have enough money in the bank to sustain operations for another 30 days. That is the bottom line. We do not have enough money in the bank to sustain the current operation for another 30 days. Second, we have one fundraiser on the books scheduled, which begins May 21st. That is less than a week. That's essentially this coming Saturday. Secondly, we have barely discussed two additional fundraising initiatives, which is one is a solicitation primarily by telephone of previous donors to KPFT and a mail out to previous donors to KPFT. We spent less than 5 minutes talking about that, and an hour and so on all of this other stuff that is not dealing with the fundamental problem is we're going to run out of money in less than 4 weeks. So we as a collective body have to really admonish ourselves, well-meaning and well-intentioned as we may be, what are we doing? So with all of our committees and all of our meetings and all of my teleconferences, I'm going to suggest that we figure out how to get off the parliamentary procedure and this and that and talk about, focus on, how we're going to divide up this time to figure out how we're going to raise some money on the short term to keep the station alive beyond the next 30 days. There's not anything else to cut. If you want to cut the telephone, cut them all off. That's not going to keep us alive. We're discussing things that we've already discussed. I'm happy to discuss them some more, but it's not going to resolve any of our current pressing issues, and it's exhausting to the staff. But I'm going to pause there and self-regulate. We got to start talking about how we're going to raise some money and how others are going to help us raise some money beyond our overworked staff.
Ted, for the stack.
Yes. Okay. First of all, I will ask, obviously we will not finish this item, but I will ask that before we go ahead, we set our next meeting. And I open to, you know, to suggestions.
We have obviously, 4 minutes before that, or 3 minutes, I would like...
Thank you. Thank you, Ted, but I'm the chair. Thank you.
Point of order, you're out of order. We're not supposed to do this until 5 minutes of six.
I'm sorry, Ted, but we are over time. And what I'm asking you and everybody else is to decide first that date before we finish this call that will be in 4 minutes exactly. And then we can talk your head off all that you want. I want first this committee deciding which is the next meeting, or if you want me, I will decide by myself. But I prefer the committee to do it. And the And the second thing that I want is everybody, I will offer something that is being done in the audit committee, and I want everybody in this committee having the option to see the screen of the Maestro conference. And then we will see who is playing or not, who's muting, who is here that doesn't belong. We have some of the numbers. I wrote some of the numbers. But we will see who were present, who are not, and who are making the noises. If the committee agree, I will ask for permission to pass this information to all the members. Then everybody, if they wish it, they can see the same screen that only some people can. Okay? Richard.
You were asking about a date for the next meeting.
Yeah,
the third Wednesday seems like it's worked for the last few months. I think the third Wednesday probably would stay with it.
Okay, perfect. Nancy, can you check if it's open in the agenda?
Bill for the stack.
This is Patel Adams.
Yes.
My turn?
Yes. Thank you.
I agree with Mary Ann, and based on what Markeisha is saying, I don't think we can wait that long. We may be totally out of money by then, so I suggest we meet no later than 2 weeks from today. That's the LSME meeting tied day, though, so we might want to move it up maybe to, say, June 8th. It's a Monday.
You gotta tell this Dwayne, right? Request for information.
Yes, Wayne. Go ahead.
What is our meeting next week, 2 days from tomorrow, the following, whatever, going to do with putting money in the bank? So if we run out of money, what is meeting going to make a difference?
Okay. Denisha, you ask for the floor?
It's okay.
Alan for the stack.
Go ahead, Denisha. Nancy, are you on the call?
Yes.
Okay. Can you check if June 17th, Wednesday, June 17th is open?
Yes, June 17th is a Friday. Wait a minute. May.
You say Wednesday.
June 17th is open. June 17th is open. Nothing there. But earlier we have openings, too, because it's just other...
Oh, that's okay. That's okay, Nancy. Teresa, you asked for the floor.
Yes.
Go for the second.
Dwayne Lark just asked, what is the point of having an extra finance meeting? I'm all for having a finance meeting. I would encourage everyone to take an active role in the development committee. And I challenge everyone here to find 10 people to contribute to the pledge drive. I challenge every one of you. Let's wait 1 month and let's report back. Let's find out who on this call found 10 friends to contribute money to KPFT.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Teresa. Anybody else? Bill, you ask for the floor again.
Just to amend, I move that we meet on Wednesday, June 3rd.
June 3rd,
It's open. There's no, it's just the WPSW Programming Committee on June 3rd.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cannot use
uh-huh.
the date.
Uh-huh.
The 17th seems fine. Can we have a vote?
What time on the 3rd can you not do it, Adriana?
No, I cannot do it the 3rd. That's what I'm saying. Why don't we? Because I want to point something that Richard said that makes a lot of sense. We have a lot of information that we need to bring. We need our members, most of our members, to read the information that was sent to us. We will have some information that will come from the business manager. Markeisha offered that. And we will have some things from the national office, too. Please, it doesn't make any sense to keep, like Markeisha said, beating a dead horse. We need our meeting to talk about specifically what is not solving the problem with the money that we need. That is a totally different problem, and I agree with everybody that's talking the issue. We need to bring more money. That is not the discussion. But the discussion is... Yes, Bill, I heard you. Your mic is really good, on the other hand. You can over-talk everybody. Okay. June 17th, Bill, do you have anything else to offer?
Okay, well, I amend that to make it June 4th, Thursday, June 4th, if the 17th is, I mean, if the 3rd is bad for Adriana, then let's try the 4th. I still think we need to meet sooner rather than later. We got serious problems, and we need to look at cutting expenses, not just raising revenue.
Dwayne, no. This is Derek.
Dwayne, go ahead.
I think this is redundant and really dilatory. The business managers told us that the technique we've used ever since Dwayne Bradley has been cut, 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 cut. There's nothing else to cut. So this business of having another meeting, I'm sure the member doesn't have about 8 or 9 other committees to commit himself to, but some of us do. And if I thought it would make a difference for us to meet and cut, 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 I would be supportive of it. But I believe the 17th is fine, and I would like to move to vote.
Okay. We will start, like I said, I cannot, I'm sorry, but I cannot the first week of June. I'm very sorry, but I have other commitments, and I cannot.
I made a motion, Madam Chair, to vote on
the 17th. Yes,
yeah, and I made an amendment, which we should vote on first.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Please stop the back and forth. Please, the member said, if you prefer, like I said, I cannot be, you make an amendment, but I cannot be there, Bill. I'm very sorry. If you offer something
first
else.
First you said the 3rd, so I may change it to the 4th.
Point of information, Richard.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Richard, go ahead.
I'm looking at the calendar, and the 4th says that there's a national board meeting on that date.
Yes.
I'm talking about afternoon, just like now, or even earlier, if that's better. Makes it easier for Markeisha, too.
Can we vote for the 17th? Is anybody okay.
First, we need to vote on my amendment, Madam Chair.
No, Bill, it's not any amendment, because the 4th, I said very clear that I cannot be in the first week. Okay? Is that
okay,
right?
Okay, well, let's make it June 8th, then.
It can't be a motion, Madam Chair.
I'm trying to work with you, Adriana, but, you know, you can't just veto any dates that other dates are proposed.
How about
June 8th? It's Monday.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark, exactly.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move to adjourn.
Well, we need to decide the 8th or the 17th. If anybody wants that to do that now, or we are adjourned without a date, and then I will select a date by myself. Or you can send me email.
We are supposed to adjourn at 6 o'clock. I've made the move, the motion.
Everybody to please tell me which day do you prefer. It's true, we vote till 6, and it is 1 minute over our scheduled time to adjourn. Please email me all the information that you want about the date, and we will go from there. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Can't we just vote now? It's everybody's on the call.
I said, Bill, is I'm the chair. You have exactly there, you know, a chair, and we have our certain time, and was 6, and it's 6:02 already. Okay? Thank you.
You're
very
not
much.
Allowed to vote.
Please, Bill, try not to overpower the rest of us that we don't have, you know, the microphone that you have. Thank you.
Well, they're on time limit over and over again that you set, Madam Chair.
You do. You too, Bill. Please be civil.
He talked over everything and used the time up. No problem.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
That is so
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.